introduce Mr. Jorge Jerdau, the chairman of the Brazilian Competitiveness Movement. As I said, he's also the CEO of Jerdau Industries, which is the largest manufacturer of steel in Latin America, but it's now a global enterprise. You have operations all over the world. Mr. Jerdau also was the founder of the whole quality movement in Brazil. So he has been really a leader of not only building a huge global enterprise in the Americas, but also ensuring that Brazil moves to some of the disciplines and capabilities to be an innovation leader across the board. And you also have an Atlanta connection, because I learned last night that your son won the bronze medal here in the competition, the Olympics. So you're a Renaissance man.
Thank you, Deborah, for the introduction. Really, Atlanta, I stay one best time of my life here when my son participated of the Brazilian show jumping team and we win a gold, bronze medal, yes. That really, I stay here 10 days, was a fantastic time in Atlanta, yes. I will give a typical business opinion about what I feel and I think about innovation, yes. First of all, I will explain a little the MBC movement for competitiveness in Brazil. On the end, we look for a better quality of life for the Brazilian population, looking for better productivity. We look for better quality and we look for innovation, yes. For me, it's very important when you look for quality, productivity, innovation, yes, that in my opinion, innovation is not only in product, but is also innovation in processes. I think that is very important to look, because if you produce a commodity, you must innovate more in the process than in the product. But if we look to all the service activities, yes, process, innovation in process gives the possibility to increase productivity. So that is very important that we look to the innovation concept in these two big areas, yes. And I will say that what is the characterization of innovation? It's an attitude, yes. And an attitude that on the end is an inconformism and otherwise is a permanent entrepreneurial view. That is very important, this aspect of the entrepreneurial view, because to be competitive, yes, I will say that the attitude of innovation, to look for innovation, cannot be only from the principal leader. In the complex and new competitiveness that the world are looking for, yes, we need an attitude of innovation for all participants, of all employees, all members from the organization, from P to P, or also looking, you need innovative initiative on the factoring floor, yes? If you don't really change the organization to have a global attitude, to be prepared and to looking for innovation, yes, you will lose the capacity to compete. This is very, very important, because when we look today for the West world, yes, and the competition with Asia, yes, the only way to develop and to have condition to continue to compete is the level of innovation attitude that we will have in our organization. Yeah. And this, on the end, will define the survival or the competitiveness of companies, of the countries, and the regions. Yes, it's very important that we look that in all kind of levels, yes, and the private initiative in government, we need, and in you also, and in you also need that non-profitable organizations that have an important role also must lead in the global competitiveness evolution in innovation. I will make an observation here that I see that, in general, the regulatory framework is not pro-business, yes? It's not looking to reduce bureaucracy. And the government talks a lot about innovation, but does not apply it, yes? And if you look historically to compete, one company compete with the other, but in the closed economies. In an open economy, it's not a competition from one company with the other. The competition is a global company, a competition from the countries or from the regions, yes? Consequently, I need a competitiveness capacity and evolution, not only in the companies, but in the global social organization. And I will say that if today I export a product from some region, I will have in this cost health, education, transport, logistics, so that I must construct innovative initiative and productivity in the global social organization. That is very, very important, because if you look to the global competitiveness that we need in our business, in any kind of business, is not only, how I say, from the competitiveness from a company, but from all the society. So that really we need a strong leadership and a strong changing in the attitude, how we accept and how we are prepared to work with productivity, innovation, how we can change attitude to be more open and to change in a shorter time to not lose the competitiveness. Other observation that I like to do is that both governance and big company must innovate and not let the bureaucracy red tape stop them from advancing, yes? That is very classical, because all small business go because they have flexibility, but so long we create big companies and big government and with a big complexity, we have a risk that bureaucracy stop the attitude of an innovation. I think that is a very, very complex discussion and must look how is the governance structure to stimulate the empowerment and to have creative people in our organization. The role of the government, I will say, we can look 3 points. I think one of the important point is to improve the business climate, doing business, yes? Normally, you see that governments, yes, look more to create more bureaucracy, to create more complexity, and don't look enough what we can do to increase better business, to increase the productivity and so on. Yeah? This discussion is never enough, because this meeting is so important in my opinion. Yeah? And you see yesterday when you we have in this meeting the Minister of Canada, Maxime Bernier, yes, he talks very interesting. On the end, we must develop this kind of innovation in governments, yes, because on the end, one country or one region has to compete with the other region. So that is very important to develop this kind of concept. The second point is to increase the relation between universities and companies, yes? I will say that that is not a common rule. Probably in the United States you have a good integration, but when I look normally to South America, the academic structure of the universities and the business community works totally separate, yes? And this is a very big limitation, yes, to really develop capacity and innovation. And finally, I will say that probably one of the biggest limitations that we have in Brazil, but globally I will say with some exception, but in Latin America or South America, is that the government attitude to increase productivity, I will say, I don't know if this exists in the mentality, yes? They talk about this, yes, but you really, it's very difficult to see that some minister or some president discuss we have to increase our productivity. Yes, they talk about the community, our business community, but never look to his own management. And how the taxes increase all the years, yes, today 30 or 40% of gross product is in hand of the states, yes, of government, municipals, land, and federal government. Yes. So that the level of productivity that we have in this 30 or 40% cost of government will give the definition of the competitiveness of the country of this region in relation for what is our biggest competitor is Asia, yes? It's so that we must compare, yes, what is the level of competitiveness. This is why it's so important to increase the participation between private, public, and partnership, and so on, to find new ways to increase in the state management or in the public investment, how to increase the productivity. To express a good example that we have developed in a small way in Brazil, yes, with the MBC job, in management innovation in the state, I have more than 10 projects developed by MBC in that we invite in different states 10 or 15 business entrepreneurs, companies to participate in projects. And what we do, we work in a job of innovation in the management of the state. And it's fantastic, the example that we have, that normally the cost of the consulting cost is less than 1 or 2% in the results. One good example is the state of Minas Gerais, that we invested there in 1 year $2 million in consulting jobs, yeah, analyzing process, innovation process, and so on, and we have reduced the cost in $1 billion. We invest $2 million and reduce the cost in $1 billion. I have more 10 cases with the same relation, eventually with smaller cost, yes? And I am convinced that it's very, very important. We are just beginning in the last 3-4 years with this, yes? And this is a typical attitude of innovation in management, yes? And I believe, yes, that if we increase this kind of development, we have a fantastic possibility eventually to reduce taxes or to increase the quality of service from the government with reducing cost. Yes, I am convinced that probably we have a possibility, this reduction of $1 billion with $2 million investment is more than 10% cost reduction in 1 year, yes? In the next year, we have reduced more than $2 million, and in the third year, we reduce more $1 billion, so that in 3 years, we go around $4.5 to $5 billion, yes? Reducing cost, yes? I have now the capital of São Paulo. We have in 2 years, we have also reduced $2 billion with investment of $2 million, yes? I make a joke, I say, I'm looking to find a business with this kind of return for me, yes? because it's really fantastic, yes? So that I will give my position, yes, that the innovation attitude, yes, is absolutely necessary. How I said last night, all what we have, the quality of life that we have is related with innovation, yes? But when we see the challenge that the world has, or our counties have, our communities has, I will say that on the end, we never have enough innovation attitude, yes? And this is, on the end, a responsibility of the leadership to construct attitude of in the community, in our organization, in the government, to help to give empowerment and to develop creative attitude, because this is the way to solve problems. Thank you.